So grateful to have mother and daughter sing together. Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What do you do with miracles? How do you handle miracles? Now, some of you might say, but I would be very happy if I had a miracle in my life, and I would be joyful about that. But, you know, there are miracles every day. How do you handle miracles? The guy in the Old Testament didn't handle it well. His name was Moses. Now, Moses had been witness to many miracles. God had brought his people out of the land of Egypt. God had provided food for the people. He had appointed Moses to be the leader. And you know that if you are leading anything, that people are going to find fault. When your kids get old enough, they will tell you everything you're doing wrong. If you are running for any kind of office, you're going to be criticized. If you're a teacher, if you are an employer, if you are an employee and have two people under you, you're going to be criticized. Anyone in leadership gets criticized. So Moses should not have been surprised when the people got so upset because they were in a desert place and there was no water. And so rather than looking around, they looked at Moses and said, "It's your fault." And Moses went to God and said, "What am I going to do?" And God gave him the answer. He said, "Strike a rock and everything will turn out okay." So Moses obeyed. He struck the rock and water gushed out of the rock. Moses saw a miracle and he named the place of the miracle Massa and Meribah, which means strife and contention. Even though he saw this miraculous event, all he could think of was the aggravation that had brought him to that miracle. How do you handle miracles? This miracle of new life. And oh, when a baby is born, the family just goes nuts. There's balloons, there's happiness, until the child has a sleepless night. How do you handle miracles? It's still a miracle, even when you're up half the night. Then there was the woman at the well, this unnamed woman who came to a well at the noonday hour. Now, the reason she came to the well at the noonday hour was because all the other women in the village had come early in the morning, and she was not welcome in their midst. She had had five husbands. Even in this day and age, that's a little excessive. We'd probably look askance at someone who had five husbands, whether she killed them off one by one or divorced them one by one, it would raise some eyebrows. And then she was working on the sixth man. So she was not welcome in that village. And she would go to the well at the heat of noonday with no one to help her because she was shunned. And she came that day and she met a man named Jesus. And he told her about a miracle, that she could have new life, that she could have the water of life welling up within her all the time. And when she said, "We're all looking for this Messiah who's coming, the Son of God," he said, "You're looking right at him." And what did she do with that miracle? This to me is incredible. She went right back to the people who shunned her. And she didn't say, "I know something you don't know." She didn't say, "I have an answer and I'm not giving it to you." She said, "Come, come and see what I have found." And she brought the whole town to Jesus. That's a miracle. That when she experienced life, she went back to the very people who had shunned her and invited them to new life. And they said to her, after seeing him and talking to him for 2 days, we now see what you see. I imagine that when she went back to town after 2 days, she was no longer shunned. They had all received the gift of life. What do you do with a miracle? Miracles are around us every day. And we have a golden opportunity when a child comes into this world to teach that child, teaching Hunter, how to look for miracles and how to respond to them. We can teach by our actions that all that's around us is just stuff, that anytime there's something unhappy, that we should focus on that and grab a hold of it and nurture it. Or we can teach Hunter that in life we grab a hold of all that is wondrous and good and we share it with others. How we live our lives will teach Hunter how to handle a miracle. We just passed St. Patrick's Day, and of course there's legends about St. Patrick taking out all the snakes in Ireland, and there's pots of gold in the rainbow, but the real miracle which is lost is the miracle of St. Patrick's life. Do you know that he was not Irish? He was a British boy who was stolen from his home at a young age and made a slave in Ireland. He was treated abominably. And one day he had encountered his Lord and Savior, and he found a way to escape, and he escaped back to home. You can imagine the homecoming that Patrick had. He dedicated his life to God. And what did God do? God sent him back to the very people that had enslaved him, and he preached the gospel of liberation. And every year, we celebrate his life, and we celebrate all things Irish. We all are Irish that day because he handled a miracle by going back to the very people who shunned him and brought them into grace. How will you handle a miracle? There's miracles all around us. You got up this morning, that was a miracle. For some, more of a miracle than others. You got into a vehicle that propelled you here that 100 years ago and more, you would have had to walk and maybe taken hours to get here. That's a miracle. You came into a place with heat. Some of you want more, but there's heat. That's a miracle. And you came into family and friends and people who love the Lord and love each other and want the very best for you. That's a miracle. Tomorrow morning, if God gives you breath in your body, how will you handle that miracle? And how will we teach our children to revel in the miracles around us? Moses saw something physical, and he named it strife and contention. The woman saw something not physical, that was within her, and she shared it with so many. How will you handle your miracles? Let us pray. Lord, we're so thankful for the miracles that are around us. Miracle of things and people and air and beauty. If we were to count them, they are without number. We ask, O Lord, that you would keep us in tune to this miraculous world and help us to teach our children how to handle all of the sacred things you put in our trust. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.